Joe Lisi, go for the two. He's joined us all year long. His last appearance in 2017, and we'll have him before the big, big bowl games coming up. Joe, let's get going here. First off, this time of year, the advantage you bring, not only to all your clients, the people who read your information every day, when you look at some of these bowl games that a lot of people aren't paying attention to, what are you looking at closely? Is it the total? Is it the weather? Is it motivation?
It's matchups, JT. I mean, which teams match up from an X's and O's standpoint really is how I break down bowl games because of the long layoff, 3-4 weeks for some of these teams. So I really look at the offense and defensive weaknesses of each team and see how they match up in a particular bowl game.
So matchups are big for you. I want to, before we go to some of the upcoming games, let me ask you about Lane Kiffin running up the score on Akron and going for two. Up 30. What was the goal of Lane Kiffin? He got that 10-year extension. He won't be there, I don't believe, for another 2 years because a bigger school is going to come calling. But did that affect anything in that game? And was that classless piling it on that way?
Well, it was against my good friend, head coach Terry Bowden of Akron, going back from our days back in ABC. But I think it's part of college football. You want to win, and you want to win in style. We've seen Lane Kiffin now reinvent himself after Alabama in his tenure from Tennessee and the L.A. Raiders. I mean, if he coached back that way with Justin Barkas and the crew back in the day, he might have still had the job. I mean, he was notorious for running every play, but I think it's good for college football, and unfortunately, Akron was on the losing end, but that's what coaches do now. To really, put an emphasis on a bowl win.
For those who want action tonight, Temple, Florida International line opened up. Temple -8. We'll play it down to -7. The total moved significantly from 54 to 57.5 on this tonight.
Yeah, I really like Temple here. I mean, I think they have the superior offense and defensive lines in this ball game. And when you look at their passing offense over the last 7 games with quarterback Frank Neutile, they averaged 280 passing yards per game. And the weakness of Florida International's defense is in their secondary, giving up 242 passing yards to opposing offenses. But more importantly, they lost 3 games on the road or on a neutral field site. They were blown out in those games by 23.6 points per game. To me, Temple is the superior team with the better quarterback and, more importantly, better defensive line. I think Temple wins this ball game convincingly by 17 points or more later today.
Joe Lisi joins us. Go for the two is the follow on Twitter. Wyoming, Josh Allen, the quarterback, looking forward to seeing him in a bowl game now, probable. When you look at Central Michigan, it was a pick'em. Now, because of the quarterback guarantee, it's supposed to be Wyoming. -3, the line's moving 3.5. Could it get to 4 there? And tell us about this quarterback. You're talking about matchups. This is supposed to be a quarterback who's supposed to play, be drafted high, and play on Sundays.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think when you look at Wyoming's offense with Josh Allen, they've struggled with offensive consistency, only rushing for 109 yards on the ground, only passing for 179 yards per game through the air. I mean, I don't think Josh Allen is a top-flight quarterback. I think he's more in the 4th or 5th round. But that being said, I think Central Michigan is the more superior team in this ballgame. They're 5-2 this year on the road, +8 in turnover margin, and they have former Michigan quarterback Shane Morris that has thrown for 26 touchdown passes. I think they have the more balanced offense in this ballgame. You're getting 3.5 points. I think the Chippewas come to play and get the upset in the Idaho Bowl.
Joe, a game I'm interested in, San Diego State, -6 against Army. You want to talk about matchups. We know how San Diego State's been able to run the ball and how their expectations were so high this year. Army coming off their big game against Navy, they're always motivated because they're Army, and they have to be motivated every single day. What does San Diego State have to play for in this game? Who do you like? The total's 46.
Yeah, I love both of these games. This is one of my favorite games of the weekend because each team is eerily similar and wants to run the football. I think San Diego State with Rocky Long has to really maintain gap integrity against the triple option. But I like Army in this matchup. You talk about Rashad Penny, leads the nation, 2,027 rushing yards, 19 rushing touchdowns. But Army does have one of the best rushing offenses in college football, rushing for 355 yards on the ground, and they're converting 53% of their third down conversions. I like Army with the points here. I think it's a gutty game, but I think Army is in striking distance for the upset against the Aztecs.
Joe, my producer, reminded me that I'm not going to be back until next year when these big bowl games are coming down. So I know you got a lot of prep you're doing. And again, I don't want your guaranteed pick here at this point in time because I know you have a lot of prep going into these games. But let's just talk about where you're leading, Georgia, Oklahoma. It started off a pick 'em. Now Georgia, -1.5. Georgia had the number one recruiting class. How good's this Georgia team before we get going going to be 2-3 years from now? This recruiting class that they had early signing yesterday is better than the Georgia recruits who are playing in this Final Four when it came to their recruiting class. They're going to be loaded for a while, huh?
Yeah, Kirby Smart's done a fantastic job in just two seasons in Athens. He got big play offensive lineman last year and one of the top recruits in the country in Isaiah Wilson. And you look at this class, they are going to be loaded. And when you look at the running backs in this game, JT, it does come down to the offensive balance and their ability to have fresh legs in the ballgame at all times. DeAndre Swift, Sony Michel, Elijah Holyfield, and Nick Chubb. This is a Georgia offense that over the last three games rushed for 288 yards on the ground and 9 rushing touchdowns. But I think when you look at Georgia's defense, that's the matchup going up against Baker Mayfield. They held 7 of 13 opponents to 50% completion percentage or less, only giving up 158 passing yards per game. And I go to that matchup, Oklahoma versus West Virginia. West Virginia utilized the Wildcat. They lost that matchup, but they were able to run the football for 251 yards on the ground against the Sooners. Sony Michel utilized the Wildcat in goal line situations for Georgia. To me, that's the difference. I like Georgia in this ballgame by double digits.
Double digits for Georgia. I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. I think he can go up and down the field. But as you said, Georgia's offensive line and their ability to run it and keep Baker Mayfield on the sideline is a really important point. And finally, Alabama-Clemson, Dabo versus Nick Saban. Alabama opened up a favorite by 1.5. Now I see it 2.5 to even 3 for the Crimson Tide here. Clemson coming off a national championship. Is this a payback situation, Joe?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think Clemson is the most complete team in the country. I look at Alabama's offense. The first 7 games of the year, JT, they averaged 302 rushing yards per game and 24 rushing touchdowns. Over the last 5 games of the year, they only averaged 213 rushing yards per game and 12 rushing touchdowns. That put Jalen Hurts into long third down situations. And I look at Clemson's defense as being the key. Holding opposing offenses to 112 rushing yards per game, only 165 passing yards per game, and their ability to run sideline to sideline. Let's keep in mind they face mobile quarterbacks like Josh Jackson and Lamar Jackson, Taquan Marshall and Malik Rozier. They won those games. They were 4-0 by 22.2 points per game, and they're holding opposing offenses to 27% on third down conversions. To me, that's the difference. And from an offensive perspective, they have the type of personnel to stretch Alabama's defense vertically. I like Clemson to win this ballgame by 14 points or more.
Joe Lisi just came on this show. Pull over and just get to a sports book. He gave you Georgia double digits. And Joe, again, you're giving us Clemson double digits over Alabama.
Yep, I love both of those teams.
Wow.
Ultimately, I think it's Clemson wins their back-to-back national champions if it's Georgia and Clemson, but I love the job that Kirby Smart and Dabo Swinney have done for their respective programs.
At Go for the Two. Joe, you're a great addition to the show. Thanks for everything you've done for us this year, and we'll talk to you right on the other side next year.
My pleasure. Happy New Year to you and the family, JT. Enjoy. Love the show.